Welcome to The Ether. Today is Monday, April 11th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Intern Capital. Everyone knows interns make the world go round, so when it comes to picking out your interns, make sure you choose the best. The best you say, that's right, the best. And everyone knows all the best interns come from Intern Capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter and keep an eye out April 14th for the Intern FT Mint launching on One Planet. Links are in the show notes. And for more information, check out intern.capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter for daily ship posts and stock tips. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Hero NFT AMA, hosted by Luart. Let's take a listen.
Hey, let's get it going. Who do we got so far up top?
What up, what up?
Is Trung walking his baby?
Yeah, my nephew.
Oh. All right, everyone. We're letting some people join. We got the coveted Jordy. Jordan is up here, joining me. Jordan Levitt. What's up, Jordan?
How's it going?
Welcome to Twitter, I should say.
Yep. I mean, I've been LARPing on Twitter through various team pages, but here I am in the flesh with my own personal page.
Oh, that's right. Oh, look, we got Profits here as well. This is going to be a fun one. Is Gene joining us?
Yo. I think Gene is busy at the moment, but if he catches the ending, I know he'll catch the ending.
Perfect. Well, nice to talk to you again, Profits.
What's up, bro? Good to see you, Jordan. Hear you, rather.
Yeah. All right, well, it looks like we got most of the team here. If Gene, has some time freed up, he'll join us a little bit later. But I'm really excited for this. You know, I'm personally a big fan of the Heroes team. I got the opportunity to meet them in person, in real life, back at DecentralCon Miami. And I've got nothing but good things to say about them. You know, I think that they're one of the blue chip projects on the Terra ecosystem. You know, they've brought a lot of innovation to their project from the get-go. And to see them, you know, recently launch the villains and have success with that, it's kind of like a no-brainer. But, you know, they've got a strong team. You know, again, nothing but good things to say about them. Some really bright minds. And I'm excited for everyone in the community to get a chance to hear from them today. So we'll kick it off with introductions. My name is Jordan, aka Crypto Smith. I'm one of the marketing team members here at Luart, and I'm excited to get this going. Whoever wants to take the lead can start us off. Anyone want to quickly introduce themselves?
I'll step in. I think God is good. He's the co-founder. He might be a little bit preoccupied in between some things. I've been working with the Hero team for quite some time now. Almost like started off as an advisor, so to speak, you know, just helping out here and there, but took a more active role as of recently. Very excited for, you know, what's to come and what we've already accomplished so far. We successfully did a very innovative twist with the Villains launch, where you take two common heroes, and users were able to take two common heroes and able to get a chance at minting again and getting their own unique villain. The original, what's really interesting is the original reason we brought that mechanism about is because, you know, our intention behind Hero was to create a really dope, you know, project inspired by anime. But, you know, after our mint, some people were really stoked on their heroes, but then other people weren't really stoked on the commons. Just maybe they were a little bland in comparison. And so we wanted to right the wrongs that were not intentional to the community. But that's just a little add-on. But we have a lot more to come out on the roadmap as well.
I love it. Does anyone else want to quickly introduce themselves to the community?
Yo. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hey, so I'm out eating right now. Sorry for the background noise. But my name is Shanice, also known as Prophets on the internet. I've known God is Good and Jordan and Gene for years at this point. We're IRL friends. The true brother and sister vibe. I trust these guys with my life. And I was just so honored to get the opportunity to help, you know, with the creative and the marketing side of things back in I think it was September or August or something like that. You know, God is Good told me, you know, I want to do this. This is my vision. And, you know, I need your help. And I'm like, dude, I'll do whatever you want. I'll stop everything I'm doing and work on this. And I'm so happy I did, because I love what we've been able to create, and just leading with the genuineness of how we operate. You know, we're literally like that in real life. Like we love helping. We're not like super perfect angels, right? But like, we didn't always have the things we have now. And I think all of us on our entrepreneurial journeys have learned so many amazing and beautiful things along the way that we just want to share that with everyone. And God is Good is just such an amazing example of that. And he truly leads with that, with our vision. Every time we have a giveaway, we have some type of thing we want to do, you can always count on him to say, hey, let's just lead with that, you know, genuine sharing vibe. Because at the end of the day, the world is crazy. And the least we could do is try to you know, bless hearts or just even just be there for people, right? So that's a little bit about myself. I'm the CMO of Hero NFT, proudly. Marketing has been what I've done for years. And like I said, I'm just super happy and proud to say that I'm a part of this the founding team. We got God is Good up here, and we also got the Hero account up here as well. God is Good, if you're free, you could chime in. If not, I'll give it right back to Jordan.
Yeah, I'll be hopping in like 2 minutes. I'm pushing my niece and nephew. I just picked them up from preschool, so we're back at the house almost, and then I'll be hopping on. So just
perfect. Yeah, minutes. little guy got to get picked up from school. That makes sense.
Well, it looks like we got Gene here, so we can go ahead and reintroduce, however, Gene to the community. Once his mic connects, but
hey,
no worries, God is good.
I just wanted to say what's up.
Hey, Gene.
I'm not available right now. I'm like at the park real quick just to say hello. Everybody knows what's up. We bullish. We killing it. Lord is killing it. The community is amazing. Sam has a big broom. Nimbus 2000. You know what it is. Don't got his PFP back on the board. So yeah, we're excited. We got a lot going on. We dropped some alpha yesterday, sneak peeks here and there. But yeah, I'll pass it on to the team, guys. Just wanted to say happy, thankful that everyone is here. Terra Spaces, you know, the whole team, but out here I see community. Terra, Ian's the man. Crypto Magic, I see you. Dan, Hero, Richard is here, our dev. Also been freaking killing it. SOS, I see you. Abdel, Crypto Husky's literally on, like, it's like 2 a.m. out there for him. Nine Tails, I see everyone. Doom Tails, I see everyone. So guys, we appreciate you, we love you. Jordan, thank you. And yeah, I'll leave it out to you guys.
Wow, well, first of all, I love the energy. Gene's always bringing it. And you know what? He's not, this isn't his internet personality. This is him IRL as well. So, you know, this team is bringing it. We got, you know, Doquan representing the Hero PFP again. I liked it more better anyways. The Waxy one was a little soft, if you ask me. So, let's get it.
Right. It didn't match his, like, personality, you know? Like, he's way more savage than that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, come on now. He's got the whole of crypto Twitter community coming after his ass and Ethereum Maxis every day. Like, he needs some warriors on his side. So let's get into it, guys. There might be some new members, community members here wanting to hear about Hero, as we all know that, you know, Luna has 10x in size since, you know, you guys launched. So let's kind of touch back on the origin story of Heroes.
Yeah, I think, you know, and Jordan, you can chime in as well if you want. The beginning was really, really simple. We all are big advocates on mental health. And so it was a game, more or less an idea that we decided, you know, what way can we be more creative and introduce this to the marketplace? And so the four pillars of the game are mental, physical, social, and financial. The most important things in your life. And just because one is doing well doesn't mean the other three are, and vice versa. And so we wanted to make sure we led with that. And that was this kind of the story, the vision behind it, along with a beautiful comic book that's being written by God is Good. We've already airdropped the third chapter to holders as well. But Jordy, I don't know if you want to kind of add to that. That's kind of like the synopsis beginning of how it kind of started. And now it's kind of rooting into like a beautiful flower, if you will.
Yeah, I'm available now. Got the kids in. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, dang, I only got one bar, bro. California's a trip. It's snowing in Portland while it's sunny down here. I just drove down to spend some time with the niece and nephew. But to clarify a little bit, Chapter 3 hasn't yet been airdropped. But when Chapter 3 does come out, we will have the claiming function as well. So you guys will be able to get Chapter 1, Chapter 2, and Chapter 3 to add to your collection of our comics. So super excited about that. And what was the question? Sorry, I'm out of breath. I had a sprint over there, grabbed it, then run back.
So we were just going to run through the origin story for anyone who might be new to the Hero and Terra community.
Yeah, the initial origin story was me and Jordy. We were hanging out one night, and we were just thinking about kind of like a GPS, you know, where you start, and you kind of know where you want to finish, but if you were able to put it on paper, then you would understand everything in between. And unfortunately, we have had friends that have committed suicide. That's actually why I'm down here in California. My sister, one of her best friends from high school, just committed suicide. So she had to fly out to North Carolina to help with all the funeral stuff. And I think one of the biggest reasons why people do what they do is because the emotional pain at the moment, they can't see beyond that. And when we had created this project, we wanted to create four columns where it shows where you've been, where you're currently at, what you're trying to achieve, and where you could end up. And if people could see where they could end up, they could see the community that they could have, they could see the finances that they could have, the social life, the spiritual aspect, then maybe that glimmer of hope would keep them from doing the things that they did in this, you know, strenuous time. So that was the origin, because Naruto and Sasuke had the craziest stories. Naruto took that pain and he continued to love people beyond everything. But Sasuke took that pain and, you know, he went to the dark side, but it took the love of a friend to bring him back. So that was what created this whole thing and why we're doing what we're doing, because a lot of people do need it and a lot of people aren't willing to ask for that help. And if we could just share a simple smile, I remember watching a couple of interviews where people have literally said, I didn't commit suicide on that day because someone simply looked at me and smiled. And like, you hear statistics about this all the time where it's just like doctors have to get a specific degree because sometimes when they touch their patients, it's the first time that patient's been touched in like years. And I'm thinking that to myself, like, what? I get to hug my loved ones every single day and I don't understand what it's like not to have that. And for certain people, they haven't had someone touch them And people think that like homelessness people, they want money or whatever. If you offer them a conversation, they would take your time over money. Like pretty much every single day of the week, it's just money is all that they can get from you. They don't get anything outside of a gesture. So if we can create something within this meta space, within Web3 that allows people to feel comfortable and they can feel a part of something, then that would be really cool. So anime has done that for me. I wasn't always like the most popular kid or whatever, but I loved people and we got to share amazing experiences playing video games and watching anime, and now we get an opportunity to create our own. So yeah, now we're creating these comics. We're actually in the process of creating a pilot for our anime as well. That's something I'll maybe drop in about 2 to 3 weeks. We have
Oh my God.
So I haven't dropped the script either. The script is something I've been working on for quite some time. It's chapter one. It touches into the comics, but it's like its own anime series of its own. And I've applied for 2 different studios. I'm so excited to hear back from them and see what they think. But regardless if they do decide to pick it up or not, like it's something I'm going to go forth with anyways. So.
Hey, Mr. God is good. Dang. Who gave this man permission to drop bombs? Oh, wait, you don't need him. I wanted to say, so also just kind of circling back into the question was like, what's like kind of like the story, maybe share a little bit of like the lore, right? Like what are heroes, what's the world where they live in, who, where, like, you know, essentially the villains. Jordan already shared why they're here, but if you guys have read chapter 2, you know, maybe also share a little bit about why villains or why broken-hearted heroes and where you're taking all that world into.
I love it. If you guys knew Gene, the fact that he was able to narrow this down into a concise thing to talk about is so cool, because like we have so much energy sometimes and it just goes everywhere. But yeah. So Brokenhearted Heroes, it's the same concept from Naruto, the same concept from Ranking of Kings and Demon Slayer. All of these things, you see all of these villains. But we call them brokenhearted heroes because they all started in this place of peace and love until like enough things happened to them, which kind of drew them away from the light. But it's cool that in these animes, you get to see their origin story. And then all of a sudden you actually like them more than a lot of the main characters that aren't villains, you know? With that said, our heroes, they were all created from a space of loneliness by our main dude named Toto. He created these robots. And the symbolism behind that for us was like, if robots have this opportunity of, you know, change, development, impact, then you as a living, breathing being can have just as much impact. And you guys will see later in the story that the subconscious of these robots derived from humans. They're just sitting in this purgatory, and they're reincarnated back into the robots in direct tandem with how Toto had built each one. So they retain the characteristics of who they were in the previous life coming into this life. But we'll let more of the comics kind of break into that. I don't want to vomit too much information on you guys.
Yeah, bro. Like, who told you you're allowed to say all this stuff, bro? Discord's going crazy now, bro.
This show, wow. But yeah, quick shout out to our boy Formidable. He is in here. Me and Gene, the moment that we had hopped on a call with his dev, we're like, hey, we're pretty new to the space. We've been here for a while, but we've never built anything. Is it possible to do like a dual mint? Because Jordan had mentioned it. He's like, no, we should definitely do both Solana and Terra, because we were in both hackathons. And he's just like, yeah, simple. Exactly. What do you want? The call lasted maybe like 2 minutes and then he hung up. And then 2 weeks later, he's like, yeah, I have majority of it built. And he's just a dope guy, happy guy. And, it's been a pleasure to be able to work with, someone like him. So quick shout out to you, my guy.
You guys kind of gave us a pretty, it's a really good origin story. And I think that comes, you know, it comes from a place of emotion, but also like real life experience. So a lot of people can connect with the artwork that you're putting out there. And the fact that you guys like are like being like vulnerable and, you know, allowing your personal backstories to like show through this work, I think means a lot, and it reflects on your community. I mean, you guys have survived a bear market, really. So not everyone can say that. And I think it shows like who you guys are as people, but also like the work you put out. So I just wanted to touch on that because, you know, it was, to me, it was a very like strong story. And I think that a lot of people would be able to connect with it. So it's unique in that not every project is out there, you know, to put their feelings on paper. And, you know, you guys have done that very well. So my hat's off to you on that.
Thank you, bro. I like this one thing that Gary Vee had said. He's just like, hey, if you're going to build a project, make sure it's not for a couple months, not even a couple years, but for the next 5 to 10 years. Because you're not building this for yourself. You're not building these for your friends, but you're building it for the people that believed in the vision. So, like, if you view as it like you're not having them serve you, but you're serving them in the sense that this is a lifelong commitment. I can say that 100% for myself, for Gene, the entire team, honestly. And like, if we're in debt to someone, like let's just say I let you borrow $1,000, like you're going to be a lot nicer to me. You're going to open the door for me. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You're just going to be a cheerful person. So we are in debt to every single person that has ever even come to our page. Not to even mention the people that have actually purchased the NFT. So whatever we can do, we'll do it. A lot of the suggestions that we've gotten, I mean, a lot of the things that we're doing, they'd all started as suggestions from the community. And now doing this whole DAO situation with their suggestions, immediately being able to take action on that. So we're here to serve, is long story short. And whatever ways we can, we'll continue to do that.
Careful, bro. I think the SEC has entered the chat. Someone leaked the link.
We're just doing this individually. Docs. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, look, I think as long as you guys have some pure intentions, they shouldn't say anything. But who knows? Who knows if Gary Gensler is out here lurking or his little minions. But So I want to get a little bit into like the story of how you guys decided to, you know, do Dual Mint and what that experience was like, because I think that, you know, as like UST and Luna, like the whole nature of it is this multi-chain cross-chain future. I think that, you know, you guys were really, you're the first ones to do this, but the space hasn't really moved in that direction yet in terms of NFTs. So if you could talk a little bit about that experience. You know, so maybe we could take some learning lessons from it, you know, even for Luart, because that's something that we have on our roadmap, you know, of how this might get executed, or some of the things that may have gone wrong that you, you know, now have come to learn. So.
Yeah, 100%. Formidable, Mr. Formidable. If you want to hop on, I'd love to hear the technical side. From your perspective. So if you want to request, I'm sure one of us can let you in. But just speaking until he arrives, or Jordan, to speak up on the thought too, it's just bridges are so cool. I live in Oregon, and there's 10 bridges just right at the river. And it allows me to A, cut traffic when one bridge is full. It allows me to see a different part of the city. All the bridges look different. It's a different experience. It leads to different neighborhoods. So interoperability, I think it's beautiful that all the people that we've met at Solana, getting to sit down for dinner with Magic Eden, it's such a cool experience. And at the same time, what Terra has to offer, it just made such a phenomenal pair. Just like wine with steak, it's two different things, but at the same time, it still feeds the soul. But that's just me in analogies. But Formidable, I'd love to hear the technical side of it, of some of the things that you experienced, some of the issues, some of the fun parts, and I'll just mute myself. So go ahead, my guy.
Hold on. I got a dog chasing my chickens.
and not to dox the man, but I'm not gonna dox you at all. But Formidable is, he's from the South, and he's just this, I didn't expect it at first when he first hopped on, and he's just like, "What's up, y'all?" And he's just such a go-lucky, happy dude. And I'm like, "What are you up to?" He's like, "Well, I'm just in my backyard. I had to get some maple syrup from my tree that I planted a couple of years back, and I'm going to make a Thanksgiving dinner." And I'm like, right on, family oriented, gets his maple syrup from his backyard, and then he codes and builds bridges the rest of the time.
The life.
Yeah, so I mean, it was difficult in that we had to pretty much develop everything from scratch. We couldn't use much of the stuff by any other. And, you know, there's really no T bridges or anything like that at the time, and so it was yeah, sorry, I'm being distracted by these dogs, but it was you know, it came together pretty quick, but it was definitely difficult to do, and the collection wasn't split 50-50 between both chains. It was depending on which chain was minting more, it adjusted automatically to how it allocated those NFTs. And so that was probably the most difficult part. Splitting it 50-50 would have been a lot easier, but we had to pretty much make everything from scratch.
Sweet. So yeah, how would you guys...
Do you want to also touch on the dual swap? I don't know if the mechanics were entirely the same, but you guys were able to piece that together pretty quickly. So if you want to share that experience too, that'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, Andrew made most of the dual swap, and he did a really good job on that, because it allows you to take like one NFT from Solana and one NFT from Terra, and then bridge it over to whichever chain you want. I mean, what he did on that's really cool. It's you know, the first of its kind, and the technology that was created to do that will eventually could be used to bridge NFTs from one chain to the other. And so that's, I mean, I guess that's a bit of alpha leak, but that one is...
Formidable's got horrible interconnection, but he dropped an alpha nonetheless.
Yeah, that was some crazy alpha. So if I have to touch back on that, basically he said that the contract that you guys built will be able to transfer NFTs from one chain to the other. Is that right?
I mean, that's what the dev said.
That's basically what it does already, right? It's just a different way of doing it. The villain was a good way to test everything before we decide to go further with it.
Wow. Well, looks like we need to have some strategy calls after this, because we're trying to figure that out. We're still working on like partnerships wise of other projects on different ecosystems. But as we all know, like a lot of communities on the Solana ecosystems haven't fared out too well after that bear market. So I think that's a big opportunity for, you know, communities to come over to Terra, you know, grow again. Because there's definitely the desire.
Yeah, and I would all add to that. This opens up doors for us to connect with, you know, people from like Wormhole. We were told that XDeFi would also create a bridge, and I at this point I understand why like the bridge hasn't been made yet. But this is where, like, for example, we got a grant from Metaplex, you know, for using their you know, their code when we did the dual launch. And so we're at this point where this is why the DAO also makes sense. We can only do so project has, you know, tech in it being built. And so should we want to, you know, make this grow and really collaborate at least with, you know, maybe a bigger team of developers, then let's do it. And this is where the DAO, you know, will help us as a community, you know, make these partnerships, make these connections, and get to work, because that's who we are. We're builders. So, yeah.
Well, if we're going to start, you know, mentioning the DAO, I think it's a good time to dig into that. What do you guys see the DAO mainly functioning as? I know that there's, you know, a lot of different ideas of DAOs. Like, is it going to be completely community proposal driven? Are they going to be proposals passed down from the leadership team, et cetera?
Yeah, so DAO essentially is for we wanted to spill some alpha, and we're like, you know what, let's be somewhat strategic about how we do the next steps. A lot of people, you know, especially like seeing what like happened to Scouts and Punks and some other teams are like, yo guys, like, not that they don't trust us, they like the community knows who we are, but it just makes sense to create a DAO for the next step that we're taking, which is the game. Now I won't mention too much about the game, but it's huge. It'll literally be the biggest thing that we are here to build. And so, you know, with that comes, I mean, you can think about it, you know, here a token, here comes staking. And so essentially the DAO is already people that they're already helping us out. Like in the back of our Discord, our mods, you know, Ian and Dan and Gregory, they already operate. Like we already operate as a DAO, as a community. But this formalizes, this gives direction to everyone. I made a poll and I said, if you guys would like to be part of the DAO, where would you like to, what position would you like to take? And so there was about like 40% community engagement. So we're like, okay, so people definitely want to be plugged into the community. And that helps us. Should they start, you know, taking care of the community, then we can, you know, work on these partnerships, like, you know, with the Wormhole or like XDeFi that we're talking about, or inclusively with Luar, you know, and see what can we do together to, you know, build something fun and phenomenal. And then the same thing goes for marketing, you know, partnerships. There was people that even want to bring like design and branding, finance, philanthropy. And so essentially we're allowing our community to have some sort of power to where there is voting, there is like, you know, like decision making. And then there's that kind of like a core group of directors, not sure like, you know, what to like call them right now, whatever they want to like name it, that's what's going to be. But essentially to, you know, bring our focus and our vision forward. So that's what the DAO would be established for.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot to, you know, dig into the DAO. You know, a lot for the game and the future going forward and community engagement. In terms of the game, now I've had a few AMAs of projects doing games, and people tend to ask the same questions because we've seen like this play to earn model play out, which for the last couple months or so. Now, just to like set realistic expectations for the community, like what are some realistic timelines of, you know, of development of when this could be launched in the future? You know, just so, you know, people aren't asking, you know, like when game, what does that look like for you guys?
Yeah, no, good question. And we've learned from, you know, from previous experiences about, you know, leaking something and, you know, then having all the pressure on us. So literally relax, guys. You won't see it until, our 40th birthday and we're like 20 in our 20 years of age, but no dates. Not even close, to be completely honest with you. Why? Because so essentially this starts as a something that the community suggests, right? And the community suggests that we have a game that we bring their characters and we make them playable. Awesome. Well, let's do that. And we searched for gamers within the community. There happens to be, you know, those 3, 4, 5 kids that have been gaming for an entire life. And they're like, oh, they know every detail, every setting, like anything you can think of, like the palm of their hand. And we're like, okay, if you have the, you know, all these skills, we can make it happen. So can we like shake hands here and start creating? And so I'm going to use an example. So the Cosmos chain has Passage 3D building. So Passage 3D is a platform that is building kind of like a metaverse in the Cosmos chain for specifically for an NFT called Strange Clamps. And so essentially it's a platform kind of like Astro Heroes, right? It's a platform, and then, you know, they create like the NFTs and they get them to play. So we knew that for us to, and we've talked to the people at Strange Clans, we're good friends, but we know that to create a game, we need more than just like a little video and an actual like 3D character playing in the metaverse. So long story short, right now what we have, it's a 25-page document that goes into detail of the functionalities on how everything is going to work. So that was designed, that would be what it's called, the game outline. And it was designed by someone from the community. Essentially, we hired a professional game designer to, you know, make it look kind of like cooler and more official and professional. And then we had Richard, right, who is a dev who studied, also graduated to, you know, in that industry to create games. And so he knows blockchain. And so now we're like connecting the blockchain to the game. But we're connecting it like different because the story would be different if we're just trying to do marketing and we're like marketing a P2E. You know, it's like, okay, play to earn a game, blah, blah, blah. We're not. But now we're marketing a game. Yeah, the token comes with it, but we're not marketing a play to earn. We're marketing a game that essentially is built on, you know, Web3. But it's focused on the four pillars of life. So,
oh, I think we lost
Gene. You there,
Gene? If you can hear us, you cut out like mid sentence, right after the four pillars.
I think he'll come back hopefully. But and I don't know exactly what he was talking about, but I know he said four pillars, and the four pillars are financial, physical, mental, and social. So, oh, there he is.
Hey, Gene, can you hear us?
Gene, you're in the metaverse.
You cut out for a sec.
Yeah, there we go.
We can hear you now. Yeah.
So, yeah, so essentially we have the game outline, and then we created the game design. We have Mr. Chinaman. He's actually on the team as well, and he's been helping us out. And so the next step for us, and that's why I made a Twitter post yesterday, the next step for us is to align with big-minded, you know, people in the space. This can be anywhere from, I mean, Jordan can tell you, it can be Passage themselves. It can be Animoca Brands, you know, Delphi Digital, you know, to get some help on tokenomics. You name it. You know, we're in, or even like Mr. Do Kwon himself, right? He has, I know he has like his own, like fund, and he puts his name on it. So that's exactly where we're at, brother. It's a very exciting place where we're at, and you'll see here soon we'll be taking that step. Until we've like aligned this team of game devs, then we can, you know, maybe shoot some rough dates, but for now we keep it quiet and we build.
No, I love it. I love it. Setting the expectation, I think, is probably the most important thing when it comes to these big ideas. You know, everyone gets excited with the alpha drop, but then what happens is people get, you know, a little bit weary, and then they start spreading FUD. So I just wanted to give you guys a chance to set that expectation, which I think you guys really did. Now, a part of that, you talked about the partnerships. I think it's a great conversation to have and to get like clarity on maybe some partnerships that you guys had before and any like new partnerships that you're working on, of course, information you can divulge, of course. So yeah, that would be the next question.
So question is what partnerships like we've established.
So yeah, partnerships you have established from before and maybe some that you are working on. Because I know you mentioned a few like, you know, hypothetical situations, but maybe if there's anything else in the works.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I mean, as partners, we have like, for example, the, well, I guess no official partners. Like, we haven't knocked on doors to ask, hey, would you guys like to partner? So there's like a difference between partnerships and like friendships, right? Like everyone in, and I really do think everyone, and I speak on behalf of everyone here, everyone that is an NFT project or that has some sort of protocol on Terra, you know, like Orion, or like, for example, Luart, like everyone is our friends, right? So I won't count those as partnerships yet. Where we're really seeking like partnership from would be Animoca Brands, right? That would be one. You know what? Passage 3D is literally doing something similar. Hey guys, let's go knock on their door. Let's see. With this outline, right? Now we have an outline. You can't ask for bread when you don't got none, right? Like, so you gotta have some sort of so the file, the game design and the structure to present to someone. That way it's not just an idea. Oh yeah, I have this idea. Well, awesome, bro. Everyone has ideas, but what structure do you have to make this happen? And so no, bro. So we are literally right before the partnership right now. The game design has already been created. The outline, as in like the presentation, I guess you can call it a pitch deck, is done. I gotta pass it to you, Ian, so you can check it out and essentially, like, I guess I'll let you guys know, but this is also where the DAO goes in. We wanted to present it to the DAO and get their opinion as well before we knock on doors. We have like connections for sure, like the people at Sky Ventures, you know, could represent us legally. We could partner up with, you know, for example, Animoca or Passage 3D. Who knows? Maybe a bigger company, but we're not knocking doors yet until this game design, the outline, is passed through the community's eyes. Then we shoot it forward, and I think that, although it kind of sucks, right? Because people want everything now or like yesterday or tomorrow. It honestly is the best thing to do. So now you don't have a team of five that are like shooting out like this document, like recipe for a gaming studio to do, but rather you have a team of 20. See what I'm saying? That everyone saw the document, everyone got their opinion, everyone was able to add something that they like, and then we go on and knock on the door. But guess what? We got an army with us. So we're not just, it's a one-person team. So that's where we're at, brother, and looking forward to it.
Well, you know, I think that's great. You know, you guys have at least in mind the kind of partnerships you want, and that you don't want to, you know, totally stick your foot out unless you're totally prepared for these bigger brand partnerships. So I mean, I think that's a great mindset to go have going into that. Now I kind of want to go backwards a little bit. We kind of come full circle where we talked about a little bit of the DAO, we talked about the game, we talked about the origin story, and I want to touch more on the villains. You know, villains was a recent event. I think it was exciting for a lot of people to get their hands on them. Why should people be so excited about the villain specifically?
What? Are you serious? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah.
I mean, have you seen them?
I know that they're sick, of course. They're sick. But, it, like, let's get into it. Like, why should people be excited about them? Like, we know heroes. We know heroes.
Because they're selling for $10,000 in the market right now? No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I think, really, so I'll be straightforward. So I remember when we were in the server after launch, and you know, you guys know we were there. Me and Gene built the server from, we all built the server from zero essentially, but me and Gene definitely spent the most time all the way up until Mint, and then even after. And I think what we realized was the community. We've always said, oh, we're not gonna have a rarity system, right? And we all know in NFTs, it's kind of like the game, like, oh, how rare is my NFT? And we all always said, you know, the community will vote with that, will vote on the rarity. And so once the, you know, the heroes were out and the metadata kind of updated, it kind of gave them rarity, right? There's like a, there's a rare, there's a legend, and there's a common. And a lot of people were complaining about their common and how they looked. So we did a vote in the server and we said, would you guys like a burn mechanism where maybe you get a villain NFT? And everybody loved the concept, loved the idea. And so it was just kind of thrown. We had a team discussion and we said, you know what? The community wants it. Let's do it. This was actually never in the plan as far as I know. Yeah, that's like my personal, you know, perspective from where I was, you know, where we stood as a team. I don't know if Gene wants to chime in or Jordy wants to chime in, but I think that was like their main, like if we can be transparent as possible, that was really the reason we did it, because it gave everybody an opportunity to get something even more cool that they like. And I think the feedback is very adamant and obvious that everybody loves their villains. So, so yeah, I don't know if Gene wants to chime in.
Yeah, and that is good. Back into the story as well. So, I mean, if you guys have read Chapter 2, if you guys haven't, pop into hero.nft.io. Just click the comics tab on the top right. Both Chapter 1 and 2 are out. Chapter 3 is coming. But in Chapter 2, there's a portion where one of the villains has like this little battle in his heart or his motherboard. We see him, he has the opportunity to return and he gets to see like where he started and who he's become in the process. And like seeing someone like successful from the get-go, it's cool. But when you get to see someone rise from, you know, their origin story, you get to see them go through the struggle, then you get to see, you know, these decisions that they have to make. And when they do make them and then they return back home, there's a lot more excitement. That story that the community wanted of villains brought us back into the whole concept of Sasuke. You know, like he had left his village to obtain more power to what? To protect, you know, to get revenge, I guess. In that sense, we got to see that with these heroes as well, and tied that story in very well. At the same time, being able to burn some of the commons, which some of these commons I have, I 100% will never sell. I will never burn because they're super fire. But it's cool that we get to lower the supply for the community to add value to the ones that they do appreciate more than others.
Yeah, for sure. Those tokenomics just getting stronger over time. Well, I love it. I think the villains, you know, was a really exciting development. And my hat's off to you guys, you know, for getting that feedback from the community and pivoting to something that big, you know. So great job with that. So we're getting to the top of the hour. I want to give, like, the community to a chance to ask questions. But I just wanted to wrap up with, like, a few final questions just to kind of summarize. You know, just your guys' journey. So, I mean, after all of this, like, you guys have been through the experience of minting on dual chains. You guys have taken the feedback from the community to make the villains, to incorporate the DAO, to build a game. And, you know, you guys are going to drop the game idea to the community before you run with it. If there was, I know it might be hard to, like, say one thing, but if there was one thing before you guys started this journey, what would it have been that you wish you did differently? If there was one thing. I don't know if you can point out one thing, but maybe something before you started, you know, you wish you did differently. This is for anyone on the team.
This is where someone pulls out a joke.
Yeah, Jordan, no, can you ask one more time? I was going to say my headphone fell out, so I didn't hear the question.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, so through this whole journey, you know, what was one thing that you guys wish you may have done differently? And I know it might be a hard question to ask because it's been such a long journey, but just one thing. Time of reflection.
I'll be quick. Dan, that is a toughie for sure, because I think it was just so like seamless. Definitely not simple or easy, but definitely seamless with our execution and where we, you know, where we kind of led from. But I think one thing I would change, especially now that I have even more experience in the space, is being more vocal. I mean, we were pretty vocal, you know, we had a lot of AMAs and stuff. But even being more vocal within spaces, because now it's more of a thing, and then voice chat within our server. And so that's what we're actually implementing as we speak. And I think that would be the only thing I would add, just a little bit faster. But that's it. That's a little bit for me. I'm not sure what God is good or Gene or anybody else wants to add.
I think for me, as this whole thing unfolded, that the community gave so much good feedback. Initially, I wanted the backgrounds to be a very simple background. And then someone came up and like, hey, have some borders. So I added some borders. And then the next one is just like, nah, you should have it like, one of those lights where it stands behind, casts a shadow forward. So it really highlights the, so it's just bringing this idea. Like I always wanted to be a perfectionist in a lot of the things I did because I thought that was necessary. But then I heard someone is just like, if it's perfect when it comes to market, then you came to market too slow. And by presenting like these sneak peeks that we did with the community, we were able to get feedback much quicker. So I guess the thing for me would be to take it to the community. And at the same time, don't worry about the perfection because you can always hone in and you can perfect things as it goes. And it's so much better when there's more minds put into something rather than just your own. So I guess that would be my thing is go harder, but at the same time, bring it to the people quicker.
Yeah, and I have one more too, but Jordan, I need to know if you're ready for it.
Which Jordan, me?
Yeah, you.
Hey man, bring your best.
Launching on Lord, bro.
Ah, well, unfortunately, the stars didn't align, right? I mean, were we completely launched when you guys launched?
No.
I don't think we were.
No. We had Dr. Pessimist come over to our Discord and was like pitching us as if, we were launching on Lore, but I think you guys launched maybe like 3 weeks after, and we had already like held back the waters a few. So but what I'm trying to do, like say here is I'm just giving a compliment to the Lord, bro, because you guys are amazing, and we love you guys, and look, like we didn't even launch on you guys, but here we are.
Not yet. Cough, cough.
Dang,
shut up.
You guys didn't hear that. Gene, as always, you know how I feel about you, man. Like you're great you are as great in person as you are on the internet, and I really respect the entire Hero team. So thanks for the kind words. You know, we're gonna keep working with each other. Like we're still growing, we're going through our own battles on Luart the same as, every other NFT collection. We're trying to bring the best we can. And I wouldn't rather have it any other way. I love working in this space and being able to try to make products that people like and, stories that the communities can attach to. I just love it.
Yeah, bro. Sorry, I was going to say, we're bullish. We're bullish on Luart, bro. Not financial advice. Cough, cough. Do your
mega
research.
Bullish. This is financial advice, and this is a recorded line. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Well, I'll say this: we have announcements tomorrow coming. So, you guys heard it here first. Like, we're definitely, we're not sitting on what's been going on with the token. Trust me, we all are completely aware of it. Just we've had some development delays on our side. Some things that we couldn't really control, unfortunately, but we all know how it goes with the dev stuff. But tomorrow it starts.
100. We have this mall right by my house or apartment, and this mall used to be the most poppin' place, but now in this mall all there is a ice skating rink and a couple retail stores around it. And I think of Terra like this mall. It's got this nice roller coaster rink in the middle, and it has a few different shops. But like when this thing flourished, the amount of shops. People would walk through the store on one side, I mean, the mall on one side, and they would end up on the other side. They would have a jersey. They would have a cap. They would have a full stomach. They would have, you know, new glasses. I used to go there as like a middle schooler, and I'd go to this store called Claire's, and I would get these magnet earrings. But like, it was my favorite place to go as a kid. So what I'm saying is the ecosystem in which Terra is, people will be able to walk on one side and they'll come out on the other side fully dripped with every single tool, every single resource that they need to integrate into their real life now, and also on Web3. And we're so early right now, and it's just cool that Luart is going to be one of these very important retailers that bring so much value to the community, and to be able to just partner with all these different retailers and do that together is super cool. So that's it on my behalf.
I mean, man, the honesty that you were rocking the magnetic earrings, I don't think I would have told people, but I was doing the same thing. You know, I didn't have the guts to tell my mom I got my ears pierced, but, you know, yeah, I mean, I really like the analogy put up there, because, you know, we're working, and we're working alongside projects like you guys. And, you know, we have to live up to the success that, you know, teams like Heroes has. I think everyone in the community knows who Heroes is. And obviously the goal is to reach outside of that and continue to grow. But this is our job to do so, and we're doing it right now. So, yeah, actually, we actually have a special speaker up here, Kassan. You can go ahead and unmute yourself.
This is Kassan from Angel. I do the charity onboarding at Angel Protocol. I just wanted to pop in and thank the Hero community for everything y'all have been doing, for your partnership, for your generosity. I don't really get to talk to folks like yourself very much, because most of my job is dealing with the nonprofits. Like, I talk to the charities, I get them set up, I get their money flowing, their endowments built. But it's really cool for me to have a chance like this, because I get to come and I really let you know like how much it matters. Like, what you all have done for Angel, what you do, your philanthropic arm, it makes a difference. And we really appreciate you, and so do the charities.
Thank you, Kassan. And to add a little bit to what you just said, so there was an orphanage in Guatemala that I got to be a part of. And this orphanage is full of kids that have so much love in their hearts. And when I went to the orphanage, and I actually took God is good there, and I can take anyone who wants to be there. But when we went there, I told God is good. I said, hey, let's go serve. Like, I thought we were going to build houses and stuff. And it was the other way around, dude. We left the orphanage so filled up from the kids' love that we're like in debt with them, you know, because yeah, we thought we were going to serve, but in a way they kind of served us because of how they made us feel. And so where I'm going is that little did I know that Web3, you know, Terra in this case, and Angel Protocol would be able to provide back to them. Angel Protocol is, I mean, you know, heads up to, shout out to Chauncey as well. They were the ones that introduced us to the community, as in like, hey, this is, you know, Charlie, this is John, like, introduced us to the Terra community. Back to the story of the orphanage. So the orphanage was also able to connect with their, you know, their nonprofit. So they're able to connect with Angel. And you guys have now donated a total of like over like $10,000. So from a orphanage of, you know, kids that, you know, were left at the door for whatever reason, full circle back into Web3, and you guys being able to provide $10,000 to them, it goes, you know, goes long ways. Dude, I'm at loss of words. It's
thank you so much, man. But it's honestly, like, it's not us, right? Angel, we don't donate money. We're just the service bridge. It's because of folks like you. That's where the money comes from the protocols, from the NFT communities, from the other projects. That's where the money comes from. And we appreciate you. Without folks like you, without your generosity and your devotion, Angel Protocol doesn't work. So thank you all. I saw there was an NFT, the Hero AMA today. I really love you guys' art. and I appreciate what you've done. So I just wanted to pop in and say thank you. Anybody in this chat who maybe didn't know about what Hero does and your partnership with us, their partnership is real. It's meaningful. We really look forward to more of it in the future.
Thank you, sir.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Quick story. When Gene had taken me over to Guatemala to meet these people, one of the stories that like just broke my heart to the absolute max, and this is going to be a tough one, but my friend, they just had a kid, and kids come out, you know, 5 to 8 pounds when they're born. And there's a kid there that was actually taken into the orphanage, and this kid came in at 5 pounds, but he came in at 5 pounds at the age of 3. And like his mom was, she had a disability and she wasn't able to produce milk. And she had her kid fed coffee for the first 3 years of his life. But this orphanage took him in, and this orphanage brought him back to health. And now he's just this thriving kid. They sent a video of to Krista, one of the helpers out there, and she had showed it to us. And this kid is just out there on his balcony, just happy, cheerful, just screaming and yelling and preaching into the world with no audience. And he's just, it was just a great, you know, experience seeing these kids play soccer. We got beat by a bunch of kids that were like 7, 8 years old. We're running around like breaking sweats, trying to like beat them, but they're taking us out. And it's just cool what they've been able to create there. And the moment that Gene had brought this up to Angel Protocol, they said, cool, awesome, get us on a call. And within that week, they got on with the board at Eagle's Nest, and they were able to do everything right away. Same story for Fate Foundation, our buddies out in LA. They go to third world countries and provide clean water and education and jobs. So they were able to get them on pretty much instantly as well. So what Angel has done, they've been an amazing bridge for us to have a place that is not only safe to give, but a place that is profitable to give. And they will constantly give, and they will always give. And we can trust that the blockchain will be transparent in doing that. So, yeah, final shout out for Gene for taking me to Guatemala, and Angel Protocol for allowing it to continue to be the gift that keeps giving.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Hey, dude, I just noticed none of us logged in from the Hero account.
No, it was. Jordan had it there. I don't know what happened, but it was there. Not Jordan.
Yeah.
Our Jordy had it up there on his second phone. I don't know if it died or something.
Okay. All righty. So, yeah, we'll wrap it up, Jordan. And I know we have a couple villains, you know, in our community while it left. Not sure how you guys want to lead a giveaway, maybe right now to our listeners.
Yeah. So basically, everybody, go ahead and engage with the pinned post up top that says similar to every Gundam having its pilot. Both heroes and villains can receive a human anime PFP drop. So let's go ahead and retweet that one. And we'll go ahead and pick a winner, and we'll announce it. Since we're ending the call, I'll just let it. It's kind of running now until we end the call, and then I'll pick a winner right away, and we'll post it from the Hero account. So go ahead and retweet, tag two friends, and like the pinned post up top to qualify for a villain NFT.
And shout out to the community, because y'all are awesome.
Well, I don't know if do we have time for questions, or you guys need to all run?
Yeah, run up the questions.
Guys, we're
run them up
from the questions.
All right, so if anyone has any questions, you know, come join us right now. Just add a request to speak. Of course, if not, if there isn't any,
you know how we are, guys. You know how we are when you guys come up here and you share and you cooperate and you participate. So, you know, God is good. It might be giving out coffees and shit today. You know, little Luna, maybe. Mm.
I mean, he wasn't, but I guess now he has to.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, no, he was. Don't worry. He was.
What's it called? What about dad jokes? I heard of one recently where it's, did you guys hear about the cloud that became king? He reigned for quite some time.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So if you guys do have questions,
the hero floor went down on that one. No, just kidding.
If you guys King Ranking of Kings, it's my favorite current anime. So if you guys go watch it, there's actually someone who went and watched it. I said I'd offer them one Luna, and there wasn't that many people on that call, but he immediately went and watched it. I think he went through like 8 episodes in one single day, and I think there's only 23 episodes, but he knocked it out. But amazing anime if you guys haven't already peeped it. But if you guys have questions, come on up. If you don't and you have a dad joke, that'll work and qualify you for something pretty cool and exciting as well. Plus, we just want to hear the community's voice. But yeah.
Come on, guys. Don't be shy. I know you guys still have some questions. You're still in here. And it's going to get quiet and awkward pretty soon. So if someone wants to ask a question, I've asked a lot of questions so far. I got a lot of alpha. So did you all. So, and if we don't, that's okay. But
yeah. Ask away, but the last piece of alpha, it's not really alpha. Well, it is alpha. It is in the sense that you don't know about it. It isn't in the sense that, like I said, that like we're all here to serve you guys. So what does service look like? Service looks like always providing. So there is something that we will be providing for you guys here in the nearish future. So not too far, but not too short as well. And it will be for hero holders. So we'll let you guys know the day to go ahead and have your heroes in your wallet. And upon that day, including villains as well. And on that day, just do so promptly. And there's something cool on the other side for you guys.
Well, we have one person up here, Diesel. Go ahead and unmute your mic. And,
yeah, I just had a random question. Are you guys all from Oregon?
No. We have two people on the East Coast, and then the other three over here. Then we have our comic artists down in the Dominican Republic, and so we're spread out. We're all over the place, but yeah, Oregon is definitely a hub for us. Is that where you're from, Diesel?
Yeah, I'm from Portland.
Hey, Portland, let's go. But yeah, so the ball.
Let's get weird.
The mall that I was talking about, do you know which mall that was? If you get
Lloyd Center.
Hey, he knows Lloyd Center. Let's go. It's so funny that, like, if you live in Oregon and you talk to someone in Oregon, you don't care that you're from Oregon. But the moment that you leave your home and you meet someone else that's from your home, you get excited. Like, I was at Home Depot and this clerk, a dude, was just chatting with me. I'm like, nice, dude. I'm like, where are you from? And he's like, Salem, Oregon. I'm like, hey, Portland, bro. I go down to Salem, and you just get excited about these little things. So I'm glad we got to share that little moment.
No, I love it. I love it. Well, it doesn't seem like there's any more questions. Thanks for, you know, having the courage to come up here, Diesel, and speak your piece. I know that there's some other people in the chat that might not be, you know, as brave. But if you do have questions, be sure to DM, you know, the team up here, or reach out to them on their Discord channel. So
yeah, no, they're heroes, bro. They're heroes. So every single one of them is brave. So guys, we just send out a bunch of love to you guys. Even if, you know, you guys are just hearing us, that's still energy, you know, so we feel it and we receive it. So every single one of you guys, you know, Sammy, the shark, Terra Spaces, Ian, you know what it is. We got Barry on the call. Magic, Dan's the man, Hero Bowl, God's Angel is here too, SOS. Shirley, I see Shirley in all of our calls. Guys, like, I'll literally continue running this down. You guys know who you are though. But yeah, we'll be running the DAO applications. And then to anyone that's a holder, last thing before I leave is, so essentially, Hero only has a certain amount of collection, like a certain amount of units, right? It's all under what, one collection, and that's it. We're not creating more heroes ever again. The supply might drop, right? Because it's dropping, but it's kind of like the same thing with Luna. It's like, are we going to hold, like, you know, a Luna bag? In the next 5 years, like, we've been, I guess, operating since, you know, out since five months ago.
and anything that we have on board, even if you don't own a hero, it's for you. It's for a community. You know, we don't owning a hero is dope, you know, and you will be rewarded. A lot of people already are being rewarded, but guys, our mission is to make an impact and to leave everyone a little bit better than when you found them, you know? So go out there, do the same, because when you guys do listen to these calls, you guys for sure give us, you know, that energy, all those posts, all those, you know, tweets, you know, all the craziness that goes in the Discord. It's surely appreciated, guys. So mad love to you guys. And if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't do this. So fucking thank you, man. That's all.
Let's go, guys. If anyone has any, you know, closing statements they'd like to make, I don't know if they can talk that, but you know, I just want to say that I love the energy as always from the team at Heroes, and I can't wait to see, like, you know, what this is like a couple years from now, 5 years from now. You know, it might be one of the biggest things in crypto for all we know, and I think that this is the team, if any, that could do some really crazy stuff. So I'm excited. And I thank you all for joining us in Luart, and, you know, and just using us as a platform, you know, it means a lot because you guys are a big team and you guys have a lot of respect. So, you know, we definitely see that. And I always enjoy talking to you guys. Next time I see you, definitely, you know, got to get a drink, got to say what's up, get some food, whatever, just have a good time. So if anyone else has any closing statements, we can end here.
Yeah, no, thank you, Jordan, for your time. Thank you for the amazing questions. Thank you for reiterating this whole thing so well. You're phenomenal. Luart's amazing. And we look to continue this awesome working relationship. And excited for what you guys are going to announce tomorrow. You already know that these bags will be filled in accordance. So once again, thank you so much.
All right, everyone. Do you want to say
My bad. I was just going to say I appreciate everybody that came, and we definitely will be dropping more information in the Discord about the future, you know, announcements and new coming. So once again, thank you, everybody, for being here. Jordan, you're the man. Super, super excited to know you, man, and I'm excited for the future of Luart and the entire Hero team. Really, really appreciates you. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much for the kind words. You both, and we can end it here. I probably could keep talking about how much I like you guys. Let's end it here. Everyone, enjoy your days, your nights, or good mornings, and we'll talk soon. See ya.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Hero NFT AMA hosted by Luart, recorded on Monday, April 11th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Visit OC's What We Do page using the link in the show notes to take advantage of some of their other educational resources, including weekly meetups to discuss Terra protocols, strategies, and concepts, the Terra Luna Intel Report on Telegram, and YouTube explainer videos on Terra concepts. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. They say rapping is the gateway, bringing home great pay. Checking that replay, sing along and we say nobody gives a fuck around my way. I make about $3 for every 1,000 plays, so add it up and do the math on that. Financially speaking, why the fuck would anybody wanna rap? But in this reality, the money comes from doing shows. But then where's the money go when you can't do the shows? I guess you could rap on Cameo. I've been asking all my friends if I can rap on the patio. 6 feet, mother. motherfucker, step the fuck back. Doing a little magic, pulling rabbits out the rucksack. Not everybody's always in it for the money. Looking like another crooked Sunday and I'm working Monday. So you know I ain't stressing, left debating great methods. Amazed to play Inception, the bass stay blessed.
See, even with these huge sums of overall royalties, the sums of money that go to the record label per playback can seem insultingly small. Many rights holders are making around three quarters of a cent each time someone listens to one of their tracks, leaving only some portion of that for the actual artist. Can't even say they're making pennies per play. Until they can figure out how to turn a profit, their future will always be in question. But for now, investors see enough potential to continue to fund pennies per play.
Another day, another lesson. Living in the eighth dimension might be worth a little mention. Living in the Great Depression, got a real regal feel. Reeling in another sucker fish out to make a deal, just to make a motherfucker wish. Aw, shit, now you only got two left. You know what I wish? We didn't have any loose ends. You know what I miss? Listening to excuses. Now we're on the fence like we forgot how to choose. That's what happens when people don't know what's true. In the dark, eating bullshit up like a mushroom. In the lunchroom, just trying to laugh it off. Meanwhile, foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog. Like a fake mating call at the zoo. It's looking like the view is getting disappointed too. I'm working on the new shit, trying to produce it. It's what I'm willing to go through when I'm making my music.
Terror Spaces.